From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is such a joy to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth radio program, where we are doing something these days that I've not done in over 30 years of this program being on the air. And that is, I am working my way through a booklet that I wrote and teaching you as I do so here on the radio program. I don't think that I've ever done this in the 30-plus years that this program has been on the air. And if you are a regular listener, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because this is the third week that we've been involved with this study. If today's the first time you've ever heard this program, then let me just mention that a while ago I wrote a booklet entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine. Just a short little booklet of 24 pages. It's not really a theological book, but it is a booklet that should get our attention as believers so that we might understand the significance of sound doctrine. And I have written this booklet because we are living in a day and age where people are avoiding sound doctrine, where the average person in the pew does not even understand sound doctrine. Not too long ago, with a group of men, I put together a little quiz. It was a quiz of only just 5 questions, but I think that it was telling. And this quiz had to do with sound doctrine. As we went through that quiz, most of the men did quite well. But one of the fellows who has been saved for many, many years, been involved with the local church for, who knows, 60 years maybe, because he's in his 80s, he said in the course of that study, "All of this is new to me. I don't know any of these answers." Now, they weren't difficult questions. They were questions like, where does the Bible teach us that it's important that we maintain sound doctrine? Questions like, what book of the Bible is the book that teaches sound doctrine? Questions like, where does the Bible say that it is a book of doctrine? You know, questions like that. And, or even define what Bible sound doctrine is. This individual could not even begin to answer those questions. And yet, he's been in the church for years. He's been a Christian for years. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we have maybe the second generation of people in local churches who do not understand Bible doctrine. As I said at the beginning of this study, 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that you go back into the early part of the 1900s, there were Bible conferences and Bible colleges and even churches started with the intent of emphasizing sound doctrine. But we've gotten away from that. And the further we get away from sound doctrine, the further we get away from the truth of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And so I would encourage you to get this little booklet. We will send it to you free of charge. We're only asking that you send something along to help with the expenses of putting it together and sending it your way. Now, yesterday I basically reviewed what we've looked at in the last 2 weeks, and we talked about why Bible doctrine is significant. We talked about what is Bible doctrine, and so we reviewed that yesterday. We looked at why Bible doctrine is rejected by many Christians. But today, I want us to begin another element of this study that's found in the booklet, and that is, What are the results of a lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine in individual lives and the local church? Have you ever considered that? Pastor, have you ever considered that in your local church? Dear Christian, have you ever considered that in your individual life? Let me ask that question again. What are the results of a lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine in the individual lives of Christians and the local church? You know, I think that they are many, many more. The negative results of not understanding Bible doctrine is far greater than what we can even imagine. But let me ask you some questions, all right? This is not a test. These questions, though, are designed to get you to think. If you're a pastor, stop and think about this as it relates to your ministry. If you are a new Christian, stop to think about this as it relates to your growth in Christ. If you've been saved for a period of years, stop to think about these questions as I give them to you. We're talking about the lack of understanding Bible doctrine. First question is this, and just think about this. How does the lack of the knowledge of Bible doctrine affect the individual Christian? Well, I'll tell you what, it does not have a good effect. I've been emphasizing the fact that sound Bible doctrine results in sound Christian living, and unsound doctrine results in unsound Christian living. So, you know, the reality of sound doctrine affects the Christian every day in his or her life. The more one has sound doctrine and lives out that sound doctrine in his or her life, the more he or she will live to please God. So it has a great effect. Secondly, how does the lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine affect the local church? Ooh, that's a great question. One of the reasons why many local churches have a ministry and a program that is not in accordance with the Word of God is because they're going on programs and plans that have been developed by mankind rather than biblical truth that has been given to us by God Himself. Here's another question. Again, just think about these. How does the lack of the knowledge of Bible doctrine affect the amount, the style, and the effect of ministry that is conducted by the individual Christian in the local church? I will tell you, it affects it greatly. Another question. How does the lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine affect the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers? Wow. Now you say, Pastor Gary, that shouldn't have too much of an effect because the Spirit of God is going to work where He's going to work. That's true. But if you and I don't have a right understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how He works and how necessary He is in our lives, it's going to be impossible for us to minister and serve and live according to the power of God. Because the Scripture says, it's not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. So we need to understand the Spirit of God if we are going to live for the Lord and serve the Lord effectively. Another question, as it relates to the results of a lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine. How does the lack of Bible doctrine and understanding thereof affect the blessing and the working of God in the Christian circles? I want to tell you, it affects it greatly. God blesses when sound doctrine is practiced. But where sound doctrine is not practiced, the blessing of God is void. Another question, how does it affect one's walk with the Lord? In other words, if the individual Christian does not have a good understanding of biblical truth, of Bible doctrine, does it affect his or her walk with the Lord? Well, indeed it does. Sound doctrine is going to bring God-honoring living and lifestyles, whereas unsound doctrine is going to bring unsound living, that is, sinful living, which does not please God. How does the lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine affect missions and evangelism? Ooh, have you ever thought about that? You know, we are living in a day and age when we find that fewer people are doing evangelism. We live in a day and age when fewer churches are evangelistic. We are living in a day and age when there are fewer and fewer people going into missions work and ministry work. Well, if sound biblical doctrine was understood, missions would be strong. Evangelism would be strong. But it is not, simply because of the fact that many Christians do not have sound doctrine. Another question. How does the lack of understanding sound doctrine affect daily Christian living? Oh my, it affects it greatly. Here's another question. How does the lack of understanding sound doctrine affect the teaching and training of next generations? Think about that. If this generation, your generation, my generation, does not understand sound doctrine, how does that relate to what we're going to be teaching our children and grandchildren? I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll lead them astray. And you know, as we draw closer and closer to the return of Christ, we find people are living lives more like the world. I'm talking about Christians now. Living lives more like the world rather than they are the Word of God. Why is it? Simply because of the fact that sound doctrine is not understood. Well, these are just some questions that I think every one of us should ask as it relates to the results of sound doctrine. Tomorrow, we'll dig into it just a little bit more, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.